the love that a mother gives to a daughter, no, you can't find it anywhere else. No one else will treat you like your mother. No one else will consider you as their own children, you know, as they consider their own children. So it was quite hard, and I went through a little bit of situations.
This is Nandini Apluri for Podium.me. It's the beginning of a new school year, and I'm getting to know my new classmates. As I get to speak to the new students on the first year of my course, I come across a bright, ambitious young woman named Lisa. Within our first few interactions, it is clear to me that she is headstrong and has very high standards. I am surprised to learn that she's only 17. I get to speaking to her and learn that she's no average teenager. Lisa has had a turbulent upbringing, growing up in the Republic of Congo and then moving to live with a relative in France before coming to London and living in care for a number of years. I spoke to her about what life was like living away from her family and feeling a unique sense of being lost compared to most teenagers I know.
I grew up apart from my family. My mom and dad divorced. It's now about more than 15 years ago.
And how old are you?
I'm turning 18 next month.
So when you were about 3 years old?
Yeah, when I was 3 years old, when I was young. And ever since my mom and dad separated, I was living with my mom and my two siblings, my younger sister and my elder brother. When I was about 9 going to 10, I left my mom and my older siblings, and I went to stay in another country. I went to France. I was living in France.
And where were they living?
They were in Africa, in Congo. So okay. I stayed in, when I got to France when I was 10, I spent most of my childhood there with my auntie. And it was quite different because the love that a mother gives to a daughter, no, you can't find it anywhere else. No one else will treat you like your mother. No one else will consider you as their own children, you know, as they consider their own children. So it was quite hard, and I went through a little bit of situations, and it happens that I just had enough. When I got to a certain age, I felt like this was the wrong place for me. So in 2010, going to 11, I went to visit my mom for the first time since I left them. It was quite emotional. We hugged, we cried. I was always speaking to her on the phone, but I really never got a chance to visit her for that long time. So when I went to see her, it was a moment of joy for me and for my other siblings as well. I left my sister when she was little, and when I went back, I went to see her, she was all grown up, and my brother as well. Yeah, it felt different because I'm not used to the lifestyle that they're living and to the environment that they're living, although I was born into that environment. But when I left at that age, when I was young, I got used to a different environment. So it felt home when I went back, but it didn't feel really
comfortable.
Yeah. I felt sad because when I was here, I could see all my friends. They had their parents with them. When they come back from school, when they go back home after school, at least they've got something that they're looking forward to see, like their family and whatever. But for me, it was a different situation. I'll go back home to a problem, to a situation that I didn't want to face, living with a family. My auntie was not what I thought she would be to me. I saw a different side of her, which I did not like. So I was scared going back home after school. And I wasn't expecting anything. I wasn't expecting certain things to happen. Like, I'll go home and I'll just see the unexpected and things that you don't want to see, things that you don't want to experience. So I had a lot of experience that made me to be who I am today. And when I had my first period, when I saw my first period, it was quite it was sad because I wanted my mom to experience everything, like how I'm growing up, how I'm turning into a young lady. My mom missed all of that. And now I used to ask my friends, how does it feel to be with your real family? I don't know how it feels anymore, because that feeling, that knowledge that I had, it's long gone, because I've been experiencing different type of things that just traumatized my whole life. So I don't know, I ask them, how does it feel that when after school, like, you're going home, you're like, oh, I'm going home, I'm gonna see, you're going to see your real family, your real parents, your sister, whatever, your siblings, how does it feel? Because when I left my auntie home, I went to care, so it was the whole different experience for me. I didn't know who I was living with. I didn't know my foster parents, who they were. Like, it's kind of like living with people that you never expected. I mean, you never expected to see in life, to live with in life. It was all like, everything was strange. It was like it was like a dream. Like, I was dreaming. And when I went to live with my foster parents, it was still the same as I was living with my auntie. Because I would go back home, like, there wasn't nice chemistry in their house. You know that, like, those are not your real family. So it's kind of like the way they treat you, it's kind of like put you off a bit. And when I was in care, I moved different houses from different people from in the background, different background. So I went to live with this Ghanaian lady. She's an African lady. So African people kind of have certain things, similar, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, the culture, the food is quite similar. So it was my first time to live with a Ghanaian lady. And when I lived with her for a while, and then I moved to a Jamaican lady. So it was kind of like, which I struggled as well. Because I know how African people talk. I know how what they expect from people, but I don't know what Jamaican people expect from people and how they interact with each other. So it was quite like, it was confusing. When I stayed with this lady who was from Ghana, it was fine. I could share a bit of my African with her, and then she could as well. So it was totally fine. She knew what she was expecting from me, and I knew what I was expecting from her as an African parent and as an African young lady, whatever. Yeah. So when I moved to a Caribbean lady, it was the whole total different story.
How so?
The way they talk. So they could say something, it will come across as in a rude way to me, and I could be saying something, it will come across a rude way to them. Because not our Caribbean people talk, they're quite feisty, like, they have a bit of attitude and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, me and my foster mom, we used to get on each other quite a few times, like, on how we communicate. We weren't communicating that well, because she could be saying something, I could be saying a whole different thing, like,
you're not on the same page,
basically. Yeah, we weren't on the same page. Sorry, I'm about to get emotional, but yeah, it was not a good experience. And until now, up to now, I still struggle being away from my family.
So when's the next time you're gonna be seeing them?
I don't know when, but I know I will see them again, because the situation right now, they're not able to afford to travel to come here, and I'm not able right now to afford to go see them. So God knows when I'm gonna see them, but hopefully I will see them.
But do you still keep in contact by calling them and such?
I do keep in contact calling them, like, once a week, or maybe once in 2 weeks or something. I'm still in contact with them thanks to social media. My siblings are in social media, so we kind of like text each other, inbox each other on Facebook, WhatsApp, etc. Yeah, but it's not the same as being with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. When you say, like, you don't really know what it's like to to have the family around you and stuff, is it like a feeling of being lost? Because also there's a cultural difference, isn't there? Because yes, you would have been used to the way the French society was, but at the same time, your roots, like the first 10 years of your life, are pretty significant. You can't, you know, take that away. And you, like I, for example, the first 10 years of my life, I mainly spent in America and India. And what I learned in India for 3 years has stuck with me even now. And I'm 20 now, you know? Do you feel lost because you don't have your family? Or, you know, there's this whole cultural thing where right now in the, you're in the UK, you were kind of grew up both in Congo and in France. What is it mainly?
I feel... I would use the word lost because that makes more sense. I'm not just lost in being away from my parents, but I'm lost in my education as well. Because back home, when I was studying, I was in the middle of, when I was with my mom, I was in the middle of, you know, primary school. So I stopped my primary school to come abroad. So when I got here abroad, when I went to France, it was all, they put me in the higher class, in it, like I was in primary school, moved from primary school to secondary school, doing GCSE, basically in year 10, I would say, from primary school to year 10. So I skipped a lot of learning. So it's kind of like messed up my mind. Now I'm like, I can't do maths. I'm not able to do maths because I skipped a lot from primary school to secondary school. And in the preparation of doing GCSEs, it didn't make no sense to me. And English, as English is not my first language too, I had to learn English as well.
As well as French, or in Congo do you speak French?
Congolese speak French, as French as well. I'll give an example. One time I was in maths, not in science, they were talking about atomic, whatever, I don't know if you know atoms, that our things is made by atoms or whatever. It didn't make no sense to me. I was like, what is atoms? What? All these physics out there, frequencies and all this kind of, the wavelength, whatever. It didn't really make no sense to me because I didn't start from the base, you know. I moved up from a low level to a higher level. I can explain. Describe this, like I skipped stages,
yeah,
and it's kind of like messed up my mind, and I started to struggle in my education, and I felt really frustrated because I was like, I can't do all these things, I can't, and that made me become reluctant into my education because I'm like, okay, I can't do this, so what's the point of me putting in effort? Because I literally, my teacher can explain it to me 10 times, I would not get it because I don't know the foundation. So it was, I felt I'm lost in my education. Up to now, I'm still trying to find my way. And as well, being away from my family, it's just a lot to take in. I would love to be with my family. I would love one day after college, I go home to my family. But right now, it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe my life right now. It's not making sense right now to me, to myself. That's how I see it. It's not making sense at all.
It is clear that Lisa has lived quite a difficult life compared to mine. In the midst of all her struggles and shortcomings due to her prior circumstances, her determination to do what she feels passionate about hasn't dulled. Having shared her story, her identity, and her day-to-day challenges, she has some advice for young people who feel lost.
The thing is, most people, they have lost their way and based on life circumstances, but that doesn't mean that you don't have a future or you can't have hope. Like, it doesn't matter what background you've come from, it doesn't matter if you've been to different places with different people, whatever experience you get in life, you still have to have some hope in the future. And just because it was a certain time in my life when I was all going through all these confusions, I felt like I was worth of nothing. I felt like I skipped a lot from school and I don't think I'm going to make it to university. Now I'm struggling with maths. I'm struggling with science. Don't even talk about it. I don't really know most of the stuff in science. Biology, chemistry, physics, all together. And it's kind of like, it feels like, excuse my language, I fucked up my education. Like, I don't have a second chance to go back from the beginning and gain more knowledge in education. But that doesn't mean that it should, that it's not gonna stop me from having a career. I wanna be a journalist and I'm gonna work towards that regardless of what experience I've had, regardless of what little knowledge that I've got. I feel like I can still make it. I can still develop skills inside of me that will be suitable for the type of career that I'm persuading in the future. And that would be the same thing with anyone who has been in the same situation as me. They shouldn't give up. They should find something that they're really passionate about, and they should work towards that. That's all matters at the end of the day.
Talk about your story.
Where do I start?
What was the question?
Have you not heard about this?
No.
Oh, okay, I'll go into it.
I just couldn't care less.
Don't worry, I completely agree with you.
That's a weird one.
Am I gonna say nah? That's really judgmental, innit? And basically, that pretty much sums it up.
Join us, whoever you are, www.podium.me.